EU diplomats have backed extending the use of the weed killer glyphosate. A new five-year licence will enter into force after the current one expires on December the 15th.
We're so disappointed. We see that those who are supposed to protect our environment and to protect our health are failing to do their job. They're basically not doing what they're supposed to do. They're betraying the trust that Europeans place in them, and they leave us with another 5 years of glyphosate, which contaminates our environment, contaminates our bodies, is in our food. It's hard to avoid.
One study said glyphosate was probably carcinogenic, but others have found that it's safe.
We are talking about very widely used chemical substance that is considered safe. We use it in a very responsible manner in Europe. We are by law trained, and our sprayers are tested quite frequently. And we are quite disappointed that all this work, and especially with the assessment of EFSA and ECHA, European institutions, and in this case now European Member States representatives, went for a decision that certainly doesn't follow that consistency.
The glyphosate decision created some considerable collateral damage within Germany's caretaker government. Instead of abstaining, as Berlin did before, the German representative on the council voted yes, following an order by the Conservative Agriculture Minister and ignoring the expressed wish of the Environment Minister, a Social Democrat. Result? The Social Democrats were livid. Here's the tricky thing, though. Merkel's Conservatives are desperately courting the Social Democrats to form a new grand coalition. But SPD leaders are now decrying a breach of trust. Merkel, who was in Africa this week, reprimanded her Conservative cabinet colleague, stopping short of firing him. A face-saving measure that won't make negotiations with the Social Democrats easier.